I wanted to add something about acceptance, because when I first contemplated this, okay, I theoretically know everything is unreal, and then the only way I can be happy with reality is to accept reality. But there was a lot of steps that unfolded before I really understood acceptance. Because when I say I accept, or initially, I was begrudgingly accepting. That means I say, yeah, it happened already, but it could have been better lah. But okay, like, it happened already. You know, that was the kind of acceptance I initially had. But after a while, I realized the only way I really truly felt happy about the situation is when I thought that this is exactly how it should have happened.
Yeah.
Otherwise, all the other things down the road couldn't happen. I think it's easier if I give an example. So, but yeah, oh, then 2021, because I remember it was near the Chinese New Year. I went through that Chinese New Year with a broken finger. So I was washing dishes.
Yeah, in my house.
Yeah, I gave my dad and my mom a scare. Three of us locked down at home. I washed dishes, and then suddenly the sink was filled with blood from one finger. I broke a dish, and then one of the shrapnel jabbed into one of the joints in my finger.
Yeah.
And then going through it initially was fine. I could accept that I got hurt, and then I went to the doctor. But after that, when it healed, it didn't heal properly. Now the last part couldn't bend. So I'm like always doing this. Luckily, it's not the middle finger. It's always pointing straight lah. It cannot fold. So I can only fold the first joint. I can't fold the second joint for that finger. So as it was healing, there was a lot of negativity initially, but just for a brief moment, because I understood theoretically that all these are impermanent and there was karma I needed to pay back. But the true acceptance was seeing that, you know, everyone is unique. And then now that my finger is like that, I got 9 good fingers and 1 bad finger. Hey, this is me. I changed my personality. It's like this myth, Suyi or Tracy had 10 good fingers, changed. Now Suyi has 9 good fingers and 1 special finger. Isn't that better? Then I feel so happy, you know. That is true acceptance. It's like, hey, I am unique this way. This is precisely how I'm supposed to be. Otherwise, everyone the same. Boring, right? So I just need to, you know, it's probably something mundane, like you see, like the part I say about when the observer just reprogram and then what you observe become very beautiful. I sort of noticed that in order to live life and to really try to apply the acceptance, I had to go one level further to really see that reality is beautiful. It's not a begrudging acceptance. It's truly embracing and seeing that there's no other way that I could be myself apart from the current state that I am in, with all its realities. This is only one of the examples. I mean, a lot of things will happen in life, and every one of them is what made me special. That is how I should look at it. Otherwise, it's not really acceptance. I can't apply the Dharma any other way. Yeah, my 2 pieces.
See, that is her way, her approach, because her conditioning from the past is like that. But later on, when she had the awareness nature stabilized, she will understand it differently. Yeah. You see, acceptance, that word is not easy to understand. Accept means what? Don't be like that. The example I give you, I forgive and cannot forget. Then what is there? You cannot forgive means you never forgive. Understand? So when you don't understand acceptance, you simply quote me, but you say accept lah. Then you die lah. Understand? Accept means what? Don't do anything. No, acceptance means you have the right view. That's why I learn to apply the Noble Eightfold Path. Like she realized, could be karma, all those things. But the Buddha said, you are born of karma, and you are karma, conditions of karma, and you are what you are because of your karma. Actually, when it happened, I saw, I didn't panic. I do what I have to do. I said, go and see a doctor. The clinic all refused to look, because they're very scared. No? Once they heard I have glasses, they cannot handle. No? He said, GP, we all cannot. Then there are a few doctors, don't want to see me, you know, don't want to see my doctor. No? So finally, I found one 24 hours. Then I talked nicely to the staff. I said, can I just talk to the doctor? Happened to be a young lady doctor. She very good. she listened to me. Then I said, okay, okay, ask your daughter. So open up, have a look. He said, okay, you better go, he said, because this type of thing, they cannot handle in the small clinic like that. Then I said, where is the nearest? Yeah, I want to go UHA. Then they told me on the way, Section 17 opposite, got a new private hospital. That one is Colombia, isn't it? Colombia. Colombia. So we sent there. Then after that, no need to wait too long. There's nobody there. So late. So by the time I go there, then the whole thing settled. Well, that I don't know whether it's a doctor or a surgeon, he did an operation, then he cleared it, then he said it's okay already. So do what you have to do, understand or not? Don't panic, don't react, don't stir. Acceptance means you understand and you have right view. This is the reality. Like she said, condition life, things will be like that. But how you move from there is very important, understand or not? When you have right view, you accept means what? You don't blame, you don't perceive in negativity, but you also, like her case, try to rationalize it and make it look good, understand or not? But a better way is what? It's a blessing in disguise, understand or not? If I don't kenal like that, I won't contemplate, understand or not? Life is good, understand or not? Then I contemplate, I reflect. Then if somehow the reflection, contemplation come out to be something beneficial, luckily she shared this, then I can explain this, understand or not? So one is to say blessing in disguise, but that one is after accepting the reality, understand? Because you never know. If you have not gone through this, you will not contemplate, you will not develop the understanding of how come things are like that. So after you accept with the right view, so what she should do is, you need to ask for forgiveness, because these are something you did in the past, and you have to pay back. And it's better to pay back like that, understand not? Than in the car accident, understand not? Or in the earthquake and all those things, understand? That's why she good karma, all the earthquake she has killed, understand not? And this one to me is minor, understand not? Can be handled easily by any private hospital. Even I take her to UH also no problem. So all this understanding must be there. Then when you come to acceptance, you must act. Act with what? Noble info path. Right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action. Understand not? Then you do what you have to do. The advice of the Buddha is what? Need to ask for forgiveness? Ask for forgiveness. Need to repent? Repent. Then vow not to repeat all these things that you have done in the past. Because you take care of karma, you avoid all evil, your karmic nature become beautiful. Then you seldom have this type of problem, understand? Not? Like my life, I hardly got any of this type of problem. So you look at all this, that's why the Buddha say, virtue protect. Virtue means what? Incapable of evil, understand? Not? No negativity. So when you take care of karma, incapable of evil, then all these things that can happen will have lesser condition to arise, understand? But when you understand already, it will show it to you. So for my case, I don't have to like sui. Last time he fell into the drain, the leg there also. But she accepted it, no problem, understand? Not? Then the finger, I will say. For me, when I was very near, when I have the understanding, very near to 1989, the awakening that time, the karma keep on coming and show it to me, or any thought that is slightly, not to say negative, straight away, the result, the friction come already. I told you all before, when I lie to my wife and go out and play mahjong, I just lose until I cannot play. Normally, winners stay, understand? Loser get to play as long as you like. For my case, after I know karma, I straight away say, okay, you all take over. I don't want to play. Then you know my classmate, come and fetch me. The moment he fetch me, today what do you tell your wife? He hope I lie. Because, not to say what to lie. Because we are classmates, we are not going for something evil or what. We all among classmates play for fun. Then winner, belanja supper, understand? So sometimes agree already, you know, 1 week play once. You know. Then the phone call come, you know. So how? Classmate call out, go tetari or what? Lie lah, actually mahjong. So kena kau.